AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The source tells the AP hundreds of National Guard troops sent to Portland and Chicago are being sent home, and those who will remain will not be on the streets. Meantime, immigration agents arrested more than 130 people in a weekend sweep through Charlotte, North Carolina. Kyle Deck lives in Charlotte.
My neighbors, I bought flowers from the people that they grabbed yesterday at the corner of Greer and W.T. Harris. That is not the worst of the worst. They're lying to us that that's why they're here. They're not after criminals.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new survey of priorities across America.
In cities across America, pessimism about the country's future has risen in cities since last year. But rural America is more optimistic. That's according to a new survey from the American Communities Project. The survey looked at moods and priorities across 15 different types of communities, including heavily Hispanic areas, big cities, and different kinds of rural communities, with areas with large Hispanic communities being less optimistic. When it comes to crime, residents with the nation's largest cities are now less likely to list crime and gun violence among chief concerns facing their communities. The common denominator across America, even in more optimistic rural areas, residents still worry about daily household costs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge says the Justice Department engaged in a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps in the process of securing an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey. A federal judge ruled today in directing prosecutors to produce a defense lawyer's A federal judge ruled today in directing prosecutors to produce to defense lawyers all grand jury materials from the case. This is AP News. A new report shows foreign enrollment at colleges held steady for now, despite President Trump's visa crackdown.
But it also revealed international students coming to the U.S. for the first time fell by 17%, the sharpest decrease since the COVID-19 pandemic. The survey from the Institute of International Education says the overall dip was less severe than some had predicted. Researchers credit colleges for helping students navigate visa issues through the summer. Still, some universities have been hit harder than others, with some seeing a sharp decline that punched big holes in their tuition revenue. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
The University of Arizona has secured a $60 million 20-year naming rights agreement for its football stadium, the largest deal in Big 12 history. The deal with the Pascua-Yaqui tribe calls for Arizona Stadium to be known as Casino del Sol Stadium. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.